Dice in Progress.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Dice in Progress, an actual play RPG podcast where each season we select a different system and GM to explore an adventure in a new world. Today we will be playing Battle Century G Remastered, written by Juan Herrera and published by Gimmick Labs, set in the Mobile Suit Gundam series. My name is Melz, my pronouns are she and they in varying measure, and I will be your GM today.
Hi everyone, my name is Sarah, my pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing Jane Joyce.
My name is Marceline, and my pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing Aurora.
And my name is Kat, my pronouns are she, they, and I'm playing Taylor Vaughn.
So we just kind of cut into it like TV shows do. We're going to say that Jane and Taylor are currently out on their run. We will get to them in a minute. Aurora, you said you were working on Harrow and staying cooped up in your room, right?
Yes.
Okay. You are the lights on?
So I'm assuming that there's windows in the room, just a ballpark assumption.
Window.
Okay, even better. I'm only gonna have, like, a corner of the shade over it pulled up and tied up to where it's, like, only exposing a little bit of light. But other than that, the rest of the room is still dark. Other than, of course, me with the headlamp working on Harrow. There's, like, scattered around, like, screws and bolts, etc. on the field around Harrow. And I'm just kind of going at that same panel with a wrench and everything.
All right. As you're doing this, is Harrow in a workable state? Like, would Harrow be able to speak, I guess?
Yes, Aurora has more patience to deal with Harrow this morning.
Okay. You hear a knock at the door.
What on earth?
Hello? Sorry about this, Aurora, but, I know you're kind of all in there cooped up by yourself. Would you like? Can I come in?
Recognizing the voice, I come to the door and open it. I'm like, yeah, you're more than welcome to come in for a minute. Just mind your footing.
It is not Headmaster Bardo.
It is not. Oh.
It is not. I specifically did my best to make it sound like I was doing the voice, but not getting the actual vowels correct.
Well, damn. Aurora's already in too deep and the door's half open, so...
Oh, no, you open the door an inch and it flies open, and there's a woman with a floating camera behind her. She has red hair, she is wrinkled, and she's like, huh, wow, so this is, So this is how the, boars live.
Ugh. So... Did you use a voice to get me to open my door?
I mean, listen, darling. I'm a reporter. I'm one of the best damn reporters ever. Janelle Roland, at your service.
Aurora, thoroughly confused. Pleasure to meet you.
Ah, don't worry. The pleasure's all mine, darling. Wow. Is that grease I smell? Ugh.
And then Aurora's just gonna, like, kind of panically sweep some stuff from the door frame, like, out of the way with her foot. Yeah, I'm working on a project in here. Is there something in particular I can help you with, or did you
just... Oh, darling. Yes. Of course there's something you can help me with. I was just in the neighborhood and, you know, happened upon your door, and, listen. I'm one of the best damn reporters in the entire galaxy. Not to toot my own horn.
So I'm told.
But I have been looking for a new story, and this TriStar tournament is going to be the closest one in a decade.
Well, you've got two other lovely contestants you can darken the doorway of.
Oh, please, they're not as interesting as you.
Interesting or entertaining?
What, some tall Amazonian bimbo and a little Miss Class President? No. I'm more interested in you, Aurora. A little down-on-her-luck space colony bumpkin found in the dirt and garbage without even a last name. Yeah, I'm very interested in you, darling.
I see. So, you think you're the first person of a higher status in any regard to approach me with a similar spiel of, oh, the poor little colony kid. Continue. I've got very finite patience.
We could throw her off the airlock. Beth, I'll just ignore that. Listen, sweetie. I am here for drama. But I was once in a place like you. I mean, not nearly as poor. I still have my last name, but, you know. I was down on my luck, and I had to pull the strings of fate and make my own fortune. And became one of the best well-known reporters ever. But, I need drama for my story. Because drama, it sells. Drama moves. Drama gets my editor off my back because I haven't written anything worthwhile in 18 years.
Well, you got the wrong poor kid. You'll get no drama out of me. I mind my business.
Oh, sweetie. You're already giving me all the drama I need. You staying alone, cooped up in your room, instead of actually going out, hitting the pavement, doing what you need to do to win!
I'm doing all I need to do to stay sane, which is plenty of advantage in my case.
Oh, the sane rarely make history.
If it's all the same to you, I think I'm gonna close the door now.
Oh, I mean, she's been in the room, but...
Oh, in the room? Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, you opened the door an inch and she flung it open and immediately stepped in with a camera behind her.
Okay, let me rephrase. While standing in the doorway, still holding the door, the door's right here. I would like to continue my work, if you don't mind.
You know, I thought you were such a smart kid. You gotta hit them books. And you have got to get out there if you want to get the attention of the bigwigs, and have a chance at showing them you're more than just a poor colony kid. But, you know, it's entirely up to you. If you want to just sit here and squalor, that's perfectly fine. You know? I'll go find somebody else to write my story on. I bet tall, broad-shouldered and blonde has plenty of gossip for me.
I would certainly hope so, but, if you can't tell in my also poor little room here, I've got work that I need to do, so...
But you can't.
Go bother the tall blonde.
I thought I could get through to you. Oh well.
The only thing you're getting through is my patience like a bulldozer, if you don't mind.
Oh, people never have patience for reporters these days. And she just walks out of there. So a couple things before you shut the door and we conclude this. Mark down one more genre point. So you now have two. Because sweet. You stayed in your room.
And got it.
Alright. So I assume as soon as she walks out, you close the door?
Yep, I'm gonna close the door and like kinda turn with my back up against the door and slide down into like pulling my knees into my chest and just kinda staring at Harrow in the middle of the floor, kinda like contemplating.
You know, the nearest airlock is less than a kilometer away. We could still throw her out it.
Thank you, Harrow. I'll keep that in mind. How's the leg hinge?
It slides out smoothly instead of popping out. Like new! Like new!
Damn, I'm good.
And then Harrow just goes, library!
And then, like, it hits her that she does need to leave the room to do something, and it's just like, oh! Fuck, and starts, like, rushing to pack everything up, including little Harrow.
Yeah. Alright. So, that's gonna conclude that scene. So, Jane, Taylor, do y'all want to have, like, a full-on conversation with your run, or are you just running?
I wasn't planning on it, so if you've got something...
Me neither. I think mainly it was just, like... Jane showing her, like, a handful of landmarks around the school, of just, like, the layout of, oh, here's this building, oh, here's this building, oh, here's this building.
Probably nothing important.
I think the one standout landmark would be sort of, like, peering out over a railing, you can see sort of, like, the dueling arena where,
yeah,
all of the mobile suit combat happens. It is massive. It takes out the vast majority of the space on this station. Like 10% of the space on this station is dedicated to the actual school. Most of it is for mobile suit combat training and dueling. So it's like the Halo. It's the big donut, and on the inside is just environments where fighting happens, and then a little bit of a school. And I just like, look at that.
Yeah. Okay. A couple questions.
Yes.
Do you take her by the greenhouse?
No.
Okay. Would Jane know about the greenhouse, actually?
I don't think she would.
Okay. Like, Professor Rembrandt's never had you run something to her at the greenhouse?
I think Professor Rembrandt, that's like her private space.
Okay.
Fortress of Solitude, for lack of a better term. Like, that's sort of her, like, there's her, like, office hours office, and then there's her, like, private office, and that is the greenhouse.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you take her by the main courtyard?
Like, the...
I'm playing fast and loose with the actual layout here, because there
kinda
is...
Kind of like the quad kind of area? Sure, yeah, I'm sure we'd, like, yeah, pass like by
the,
it.
The biggest main courtyard, because... There is a new addition. It's been here for longer than you've been here at this school, but there is a like black marble, not obelisk, but kind of like wall, like a monument kind of thing in the main courtyard.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I'm sure I can guess what that is.
Oh yeah. Yep, we'll get into that at some point.
Yeah.
I think
Jane slows down a little bit passing by that, but unless,
Does Taylor go to investigate it?
Taylor's struggling to keep up, I think. So...
That's fair!
If anything, she reads it as you slowing down to let her keep up a little bit
okay,
better.
Okay, yeah. I kind of wanted to play it off exactly like that, so, yeah, Jane yeah. keeps having to, like, slow down and be like, oh, you okay? You okay? Yeah, you're just like, and you're not in like out of shape or anything. It's just that Jane's like, you know,
an Olympian.
Olympian level athlete, like on a whole nother level. So,
yeah. Oh, I haven't been run this hard in years.
Really? This is just like a light jog. I do this every morning.
Well, damn. That's impressive.
You gotta stay in shape, you know? It's good for your heart. Cardio.
I kind of like to think that as you're doing this, there's just a student that absentmindedly bumps into you, Jane. What's gonna be his name? Hang on. You know what? His name is Bernie.
Oh, hi, Bernie! How's it going?
Oh, He's kind of short. He's definitely shorter than you, but, like, he's kind of short even by, like, most, like, guy standards.
So, like...
Like, he's, like, 5'4".
So maybe, like, even a little shorter than, like, Taylor.
Oh, definitely. It's just like, hi, Jane.
So I'm looking, like, down at this boy.
Correct.
Okay.
Are you here to take a moment at the monument as well, or are you just, are you,
Oh, the two of us were just going for a run,
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Hey!
Weird class we had yesterday, right?
Which one was that?
He was in your class yesterday that you left early.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I had to bail early. Headmaster Sutton needed to see me for the ceremony.
The TriStar. Yeah, the TriStar tournament. No, I mean, it's really cool. Yeah, it's just, you know, can you believe Mr. Crabtree? And he manages to make even the biggest war atrocities sound boring.
Oh my god, he is such a bummer.
He wasn't even supposed to teach the class.
Hey, I tell you what. Do you think that since I had to leave early, I could copy your notes and you could tell me what I missed out on the last half.
Yeah.
And maybe the first half? I wasn't really paying that attention, so...
oh, no, don't worry about it. I if it weren't for the fact that I love the... I love one-year war history is kind of one of my favorite... Like, it's kind of one of my niches. I would absolutely have been passed out in that class, too. Yeah, no, I can do that. Do you want me to? How do you want me to do this? Do you want me to just email them to you? Do you want me to leave a paper copy with Chloe? Because I know you're really busy.
Well, I tell you what. Normally, I would just ask if we could look over it with dinner, but I've got to go Gundam piloting tonight.
Yeah.
So maybe in a couple days.
Yeah. I also just go ahead and leave a copy with Chloe and email you a digital copy as well. If that's okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll see you around, Bernie.
Bernie looks to Taylor and goes, oh, have you seen the monument?
I think at this point, Taylor has just caught her breath, and she's just like, monument? No, I have not.
It's literally, like, about 10 feet behind Bernie.
Oh.
Now I have.
Behind Bernie, you see a very large black slab of I'm trying to think how to describe it, but it's got the names of a bunch of people carved into it.
So Vietnam War Memorial.
That was kind of the basis I had for it, actually. Yeah, that was the original inspiration, because this was the site of a very terrible event in Osakasia's history.
Would I be aware of that?
No, you would not. You would not have been born yet, I don't think. Technically? No, you would have been like 4, I think, because you're, what, 18?
I mean, I know people who weren't alive during 9/11, it doesn't mean they're not aware of it.
Yeah, but it's like, it'd be different if it was... I'm trying to think of what... the problem is I'm an American, so I don't know what the 9/11 equivalent in another country would be, basically.
Gotcha, okay, I'm from a totally different country. Gotcha.
You're from a different area of space, yeah.
It's like, maybe you'd be aware of it, but it wouldn't be in, like, the front of your mind.
And you wouldn't know that there... You wouldn't maybe know about the monument to it and know all the names on it. Like,
maybe it's one of those, like, you wouldn't really think about it till you looked over and, like, realized what it was and be like, oh...
Yeah, that, my parents told me about the open campus incident and the bloodbath and... Yeah. I usually come to this monument to pay respects to my older brother every now and then. And Bernie's just kind of realizes...
Sorry for your loss.
It's okay. I'm sorry I was such a downer. I will leave you two to it. You will probably have...
Taylor smiles at him, like, as a reassuring, like, don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, I know you two probably have TriStar stuff you have to do, and, I gotta get you these notes. Well, get Chloe these notes, but, yeah. Good luck. Knock him dead. I'll let the rest of the class know. He realizes that he's messing up his words. The rest of the class is looting for you. I was told to let you know.
Jane just kind of like taps him on the shoulder, like, "Hey, history class, notes, tutoring, later this week."
Yes. Like his eyes light up.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I gotta go. And he runs off.
Tutoring, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Jane's like, I mean, I am really bad at history, so...
And he is really cute. I made Bernie a twink.
At least you're taking your studies seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready to keep going?
Yeah.
I think I've recovered.
I think at this point, this is when the two of them, like, they wrap up their run and they go get breakfast.
Okay. After breakfast, are y'all going to the library? Because Taylor needs to go to the library.
Yeah.
To
okay,
get...
Does yes. Jane need to go yes. to the library for something?
It would help to let everybody know where the library is, and you are supposed... You would like to explore together. Also... Cat, mark down an extra genre point because you did something with another student to start your day.
So I should have 2 now, right?
Correct.
Cool.
I think I want to go see the professor while the two of them are in the library, but I will show them the way on my way to her office.
Okay, so at some point, we just say you meet up with Aurora then, while on the way over, right?
Yeah, I like to think she's just kind of, like, lost and randomly wandering around, and I just kind of, like, happen upon her.
I'm, like, looking at a loose-leaf piece of deteriorated paper that may have once had the directions written on it.
You're standing extremely confused in front of one of those "you are here" signs.
Yeah, exactly,
And it was written by Bardot, so the handwriting is just atrocious.
I'm like, yeah, the campus layout's kind of confusing.
As y'all walk towards the threshold of the library, Headmaster Bardot runs out of the library and is barreling towards all of y'all. Aurora, you are going to have advantage on this.
Nice.
Either roll me an athletics or a straight awareness.
Roll an athletics or...
We're getting charged by the headmaster?
This is not a new occurrence for Aurora.
She's been, this is just how she acts anytime. Alright,
Athletics is a fitness test, so if you don't have athletics, you would roll just a fitness. Roll whichever one is higher for you, basically.
Athletics or fitness? I mean, it's definitely going to be fitness. I've got a 2 in.
You've got a wear as well. You could roll a wear instead of...
Oh, yeah, then I'm rolling with a wear because I rolled a 5 on the actual die.
Athletics is fitness.
Okay. I rolled a 5 on my die and a 5, and I have 5 in a wear, so that's 10 overall. And then whatever the advantage is.
You roll the die again and take the higher number, basically.
Oh, well, let me just double check it.
Or if you want, according to the quick reference, you could make the advantage a +2 if you really wanted to.
Well, I got a 4, so I think I'm going to stick with my lovely 5 and just go with that, with my 10.
Okay. You just barely managed to dodge out of the way. Taylor, what'd you get?
An 8.
Wait, we're all 3 rolling?
Yeah, all 3. She's coming towards a group of you.
Oh!
Yeah, she is rapidly approaching our location.
I got a 17.
Alright, so, here's the sequence of events.
Wait, hang on. This is,
If it's fit, because you, it's athletic, it would be athletics, because I assume...
Okay,
so
yeah. Yeah, I got a 17.
Awareness would be to dodge her. Athletics would be to block her and not get knocked down.
I just stand there with my arms crossed and do not budge.
So what happens is, Aurora moves out of the way, Headmaster Bardot bounces off of Jane into Taylor and knocking you both to the ground.
I am a brick wall.
Oh, jeez. Sorry to bump into you like this. I'm already running late and didn't really want to... I didn't formally sign out of my station. Suri,
Taylor recognize as she's muttering herself, Taylor recognizes who this is, and, like, immediately, like, oh no, I'm sorry, I was in your way, and, like,
I'm Suri. It was all me. No, you're fine.
Yeah, headmaster.
Sorry to bump into you.
She's like, yeah, this is her thing.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Aurora's kind of learned to dodge at this point. I have a bad habit of not looking where I'm going, you know. It's a hard thing to do sometimes when you've got a one-track mind.
Don't feel too bad. My first year, she knocked me into a locker by accident. I learned very quickly.
Oh, yeah, I had to take her to the infirmary after that. I'm already running late. Headmaster Sutton's going to have my head on a pike and have my ass in a hot dish if I don't get there soon.
Oh, I've been there before.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you sign out of my workstation in the library? Try not to look at anything there, though. Everybody roll me an aware test.
Okay.
Oh.
10!
1!
I got 4, so I'm 9 all overall.
Wait, no, I got a wear plus... I got a 4, okay.
So, hang on. Alright, so, one at a time, please. And this is after bonuses, right?
Yes, I got a...
After... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, start. Jane, you start.
I got a 4 total.
Okay. Taylor.
Got a 10.
Okay. Aurora.
9 total.
Alright. Did you roll with an advantage? Because I can't remember if I told you to or not.
Yeah, no, I rolled twice and got a lower on the first. Okay. Instead of doing the take 2.
Okay. I will give you a +2 to this because you know this. And she's not being too subtle about it. But Jane, you do not pick up on this at all.
Nope.
She is winking when she says, "Don't look at anything on me on my station." Like, she is full-blown winking like, "No, please do."
I will absolutely not do that, and I will log out as I was told.
She, as she gets up and dusts herself off, she taps you on the shoulder, Aurora, and goes, "You're a good kid, you know."
And Aurora's just gonna kind of, like, not know how to respond, even though she's been through this song and dance.
Oh, no, this is a regular occurrence. This is as much a regular occurrence as her barreling into you.
So I still don't know how to respond with this, but thank you. Go, you're gonna be later.
Oh, yeah, so, bye.
Have a good day.
Runs off.
Takes a poor kid out while running.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely just runs Bernie into the ground halfway down.
Oh, no, Bernie!
I feel bad because a lot of the, you know what, I'll save it for after recording and explain why I feel bad for Marcy with naming the kid Bernie. Alright. Are you going into the library?
Mm-hmm. Jane's not.
Okay. Alright.
She's going to see the professor.
Okay. So, are you at least going to walk him into the library to the librarian desk? Because the librarian can be a bit... You've heard that the librarian can occasionally be a bit standoffish.
I've heard that. I haven't actually met her because Jane pretty much hasn't really been in the library before. She knows only a tiny bit more than these two.
It's a student librarian this year as well, too.
Oh, I see.
Like the actual librarian is responsible for, like, handling the special collections and keeping them up to date and whatnot. The person running the desk is a student.
I see. Okay. I will escort them in.
Alright.
I will throw it. So, Taylor's in the back of the line and just quietly and quickly goes to herself,
Alright. Sitting 2 stories high, the library expands ahead of you. All of the walls are lined with books. There's a couple of computer workstations that sit ahead of you on the first floor towards the right, one of which was very much not properly signed logged out of. Even more shelves brimming with books sit behind the workstation and further down, and, you know, it's a library. There's a shitload of bookshelves upstairs as well. On the far wall is 2 doors, one of which is an elevator, the other is stairs to get up to the second floor. The elevator has a card tap terminal, and, you know, to the left there is a desk, which reads help, which has the sign that says, "Ask me for help," and with a bored redhead sitting behind it, just kind of staring off into space a little bit. Alright, where are you going first?
I'm waiting to follow Jane's lead.
Straight to the front desk.
Alright, you go up to the front desk, and the librarian just kind of rolls her eyes. She has a name tag that says, I want to let you know that this is a Gundam name. Her name tag says Kate Bush on it.
Okay.
Hey, Jane. Are you here for the provisional cards for these 2?
Yeah, I figured I'd just drop them off so that they could pick up their passes and do library stuff.
Yeah, the headmaster said that it would be very important that you're both, that you have access to the library and the hangar bay for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, presumably for Gundam stuff.
Yeah, for our mechs.
That's why they're here.
Oh, do you think the headmasters give you Gundams, actual Gundams to fight with in the TriStar tournament?
I mean, not anymore, but historically.
No, I mean, we do mobile suit fighting, but we don't give full weapons of mass destruction to teenagers. That's irresponsible.
Oh, except for that one time.
Aurora's gonna chuckle in the back a little bit.
Listen, we've learned from that mistake, okay? Selena Mercury was a special case. At least that's what I've been told. But yeah, you...
Well, I'll ask her about that when I see her later.
Oh, wonderful. The hangar bay, when you, but yeah, you should at some point make your way to the hangar bay and at least meet the Cam mechanic, because A, I have a package for him, and B, Headmaster Sutton told me to tell you that for some reason, I don't know why.
That you have a package for him?
That you should go to the hangar bay after you finish up here, if you don't have other things to handle.
Okay.
I don't know, there's a new mechanic that we have because our usual head mechanic is off on an away thing or something like that, and it's like, maybe you should make him feel welcome at the school. I don't know what goes through the old man's head. I'm just here. Is there anything else you need?
Well, I can grab that package for you if you want.
Taylor winces at the insult to authority. Like, not hugely, but just a little bit, just like... Ugh.
Like, oh, scandalous, are you allowed to say that?
Alright. And so she starts, she prints off the two, she pulls out like a card terminal and dusts it off, because if people haven't had the physical cards for a while.
Is this one, like one of those like at the hotels, the card swipey thingies?
It's like the card tappy thingies on hotel doors, yeah. To go upstairs, but it's also just a library card as well. But, you know, as she's doing, setting up your cards, the cards for, Taylor and Aurora, thank you. She just goes, all right, so these cards are provisional. They will get you access to anything on the first floor. Upstairs tend to be more special collections and, any mission logs that we use for our history classes that are, have been declassified. These will not get you upstairs.
Out of a character question, would Jane have access to the upstairs?
Jane would have access to the upstairs. Jane is not allowed to bring these two in.
Uh-huh.
You could try to convince her. She seems pretty pliable.
Everything's pliable to Jane.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Let me just... I'll talk to her. Now, if I got permission from the headmaster... Do you think that would be good enough for me to let them upstairs? Just if they needed to for some reason?
I mean, yeah, obviously. I'm not going to say no to Sutton, are you?
Okay. Of course not.
Good. I don't know. It's early. It's like noon, but... for Kate, it is early.
Gotta get up earlier, maybe run up some hills.
Yeah, I know. I always tell people that. Cardio, see?
Or sleep very little and work on a robot.
I don't know if you're trying to make a joke or not, but it's... I just take your cards and go do what you need to do.
Have you got that package?
Oh, yeah. And she pulls out... I almost said it's a Harrow-sized box, but it is definitely not a Harrow. It is heavy, like... There is no feasible way that Aurora or Taylor could carry it.
Jane just kind of, like, comfortably tucks it under her arm.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Like, just one hands it, and...
Yeah, like, it's... She's carrying this around the way that you would, like... I don't know, what's a really...
Like a Harrow.
Yeah, she's carrying this around, like it weighs less than a Harrow there.
And I'm just gonna look at Harrow and just be like, how...
And Kate, like, takes a second, like, she's, like, not sure what she's looking at, and then she's like, I need more coffee.
For the record, out of character, I was trying to figure out how to make a running up that hill joke for this entire conversation.
So, the moment I was looking up Gundam names for the boys, because every name I pull, I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, it's gotta be, like, there are certain names that you can use in universe and whatnot, and it's like... I saw that in Victory Gundam, which has not happened yet, technically, based on the year we are playing. I saw that there was a pilot called Kate Bush who looked young enough to be a student around this time.
Interesting.
Don't know what that's about.
Also, while Taylor and Jane are talking, Aurora's just gonna kind of like, All right, I gotta go log out for my headmaster. Do y'all need me? Like, begrudgingly, she'll say.
I mean, you got your card, right?
Yep, in hand.
I mean, I'm good. I don't... You're the ones who need something from me.
I don't think we were really out of character. I don't think we were really addressing you, but okay.
You were at the librarian desk and Kate would absolutely respond, yes.
Okay. Jane's gonna be like, all right, I am gonna head off. I will meet you two in the hangar bay in 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm hanging out with you then.
And as you turn to say that, I'm like already walking toward the computer. I'm like, well, come on then. We don't have a whole lot of time.
All right. Go ahead and roll me in electronics, Aurora.
All right. That is a 7. And then for it, it's, yeah, 7.
A 7 total?
So for electronics, it's intelligence and your die? Okay, it's 14. Never mind.
Okay. So fun fact, you type in 1, 2, 3, 4 and the computer unlocks.
Just like her. She's never had the brightest mind.
There was no difficulty number for that test.
The only way it could have been easier is if there was a sticky note involved.
Literally, Jane could have done it, is why.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
That's the thing. I was like, I had to do this in case y'all decided not to be together. All right.
Why do you know your professor's password? Your headmaster's password? You're not supposed to do that.
So anyway, we need to log this. We're gonna log her out in a second.
Are you gonna look at what she has? Because Taylor, you know that she absolutely was requesting you. She was winking, telling you she meant the opposite of what she meant when she said don't look. Like, you know that.
Yeah, knowing the password is slightly different though.
Okay. But I just want to make sure you didn't have Taylor wouldn't have a conniption about that too.
I'll just look at Taylor and be like, would you believe me if I said for better education? And then I'm just going to look back at the computer and continue typing and trying to figure out what I wanted to be seen.
And you just got like a really confused look back.
You unlock the computer and it reveals a web browser window with 2 Foolipedia pages open. One is labeled MS-09 Rick Dom. The other is labeled MS-07B Goof. What do you want to look at?
Well, I'm running around with a bunch of goofs, so I figured Goof might be the first one we look at.
Alright, you open it up, and you see a picture of a... Actually, no. The picture is not loading for some odd reason.
You would think a better school would have better connection than this. Come on.
It's probably a website issue. It is run by just people, unpaid interns, basically. Piloted by Ramba Rawl during the 1-year war, the MS-07B Goof is designed specifically for Earth-based close-quarter MS combat. It featured much improved mobility with a powerful backpack and leg-mounted thrusters for jet-assisted jumps based on the YMS-08A high-mobility test type. For armaments, it has the 5-barrel 75mm machine gun on its left hand, capable of firing a needle shot. Needle shot is hyperlinked for crippling enemies, and a heat rod, also hyperlinked, which could be used as a superheated slicing weapon or as a grappling weapon with a powerful electric shock effect. It also has a powerful heat sword, hyperlinked, stored within a shield, and could use the standard Zaku 2 weapons, such as the 120mm machine gun, hyperlinked, or the 90mm machine gun. Hyperlinked.
Oh. Holy. Shit. Okay. So Aurora is like, the world around her is gone now. She is officially just reading. I guess she's gonna work through the hyperlinks, to be so honest.
She's gonna work through the hyperlinks?
Yeah, the first one was the needle, right?
Needle shot. One moment.
Taylor's like trying to read over her shoulder, but doesn't quite understand everything on the page and is like making mental note of things to ask Daniel about later.
All right. Needle shot. Long range, crippling, this weapon inflicts an additional disadvantage to offensive actions on passing the might test.
Interesting. Scroll, click.
What are you looking at next?
Was that all of the points for the needle shot? Was there anything else for the needle shot?
Nope, that was it.
Next hyperlink, that is the...
The heat rod.
Said, yep, heat rod, that was it.
Alright. One moment. The heat rod. It is a weapon that can be used either as a cable or as a cable to administer a stun shock or a proper grappling hook.
Interesting. And, like, she just takes a second to kind of absorb everything she's reading, and then she'll move on to the next link.
Alright. Let's see. Heat sword. The heat sword, it uses a shape memory alloy and runs off of the nuclear energy from a mobile suit via a tab in the hand to perform a conduit. It uses shape memory alloy so the blade can be stored in the hilt, thus creating a ceramic superheated blade when fully drawn.
Okay, that's fucking brutal. Next.
120mm machine gun. Has a disadvantage to use, given that it was not originally designed for mobile suit combat.
And as I'm, like, taking this, and I kind of glance over my shoulder to see how, see what Taylor's doing, and I'm like, alright, I'll slow down a little bit. And then scroll down to the next link, which is the other machine, or the other gun.
Yep, the 90mm machine gun.
Yep.
A long range bolted, machine gun used later in the 1 year war by Xeon mobile suits as a counter to Earth Federation mobile suits, the RX-78-2, the gun cannon, the gun tank, and the Anaheim-created GM mass production suit.
Fuck. And then was there another hyperlink? That was the last hyperlink.
That was the last hyperlink? There's another tab that you didn't look at.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go back to that one right now, now that I finished the first one.
All right. The MS-09R, Rick Dom. The MS-09R, the later use mobile suit for space combat by the Xeon forces during the 1 year war, made popular by the Black TriStars during their fight with Amuro Ray in the RX-78-2 Gundam. And then the rest of the page is having some issues loading. You keep scrolling down and you see that it basically, it says, this black and purple mobile suit was highly armored, significantly more than a Zaku or a Goof. It also carries the same machine guns, as well as a heat sword with a fixed blade, similar to a rapier.
Hmm. Fuck. Okay. Yeah, that's... And, like, I'm just gonna kind of just start, like, pondering what I have viewed and read and everything. Is there any way possible to put those onto the Harrow, like, hook the Harrow in and download them?
I mean, you absolutely could, yeah.
I definitely think that that would not hurt to do, because this feels like very important information for Aurora to have.
Roll me an electronics test.
Alright. God, I love this dice tower, by the way, just to go on a quick tangent.
Yay! I got a dice tower, too. I'm really loving it.
Alright, 3, and then for my intelligence, right?
Yep.
7, 10.
10?
Yep.
You can pick one of the pages to keep.
The Goof. It's got a lot more hyperlinks on the actual, like, weaponry and stuff.
Okay. Alright, so you download the Goof page, and then, you don't short out the computer, but you definitely crash it. Which does log out, Professor Bardot.
I'm just gonna, like,
what did you do?
Blue screen.
I'm just gonna spin around slowly in the chair, and I'm gonna be like, well, she's locked out.
You only barely met the DC, so I felt like that was, you only, like, barely pulled it off, so I felt like that was a reasonable compromise.
Yeah, no, totally agree that it needed some kind of repercussion, because I'm very obviously not supposed to be hijacking into a computer.
Oh, absolutely not.
So that's fair. I'll take that.
Is there anything else you want to do in the library? You could go look at the books if you want to, because, you know, it's a fucking library, but that's up to y'all.
Yeah, I think I might look for a couple of books, at least one or two, something that might either intersect with or have extra knowledge on the information I just got from the computer.
Okay, Taylor, are you going and looking at books as well?
I don't really feel I'd have anything to look for right now.
Okay. I mean, you could also just help Aurora.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to hang out with Aurora. I'm not leaving, but it's not like I've got my own goal with it.
Okay, are you actually helping Aurora, or are you just standing by?
I think I'm just standing by. I think
okay.
What just happened distressed me a little bit, and I'm just kind of hanging out for a little bit.
All right, Aurora, roll me an aware. Single die. No advantages.
Single die, no advantages.
Unless you have, like, a skill that you would think would be able to... Because you have Ingenious, right? Or whatever the trait is that lets you use skills in unusual ways.
Yes, I do. Let me see. Yeah, I think we'll use Ingenious.
Okay. How are you using it?
Basically just to... Like, what my character's actually doing. Just glancing over, like, spines to find, matching words to something, like, the weapon types or the actual suit itself.
Do you have, what is a skill that you are trying to use that's in a weird way off the wall?
I'm going to go with, funny enough, fit, just because I have to reach up to grab a book that's taller than I am.
That's an attribute, not a skill.
Oh, excellent. Well.
Hang on, I can help you with this. It's a little bit of a weird thing. I have your character sheets on my phone.
Well, I do have investigation on skill.
You do have investigation on skill. You could just use investigation instead of doing
Ingenious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a better idea, honestly, because...
Like, you'd have less of, you'd have less advantages to it, but you would also just be... getting a straight advantage to it because it's a skill of yours. You said it was investigation?
Yeah, investigation.
Let me double check what that one is. Awareness.
Awareness, okay, so just awareness plus whatever I rolled.
Yeah, roll 2 die and take the higher, or roll 1 die and a plus 2.
Okay, let me... That is a 2, I don't like that one.
Is that your highest? Oh, okay.
I was about to say, no, that was the, after being told what I'm doing, that was the first one. The second one was a 4, however.
And so, you have, oh, your awareness is a...
5, so five. 9, and then...
9? Ooh, okay. You find a copy of Janelle Rowland's report on Ostakasiev's Mobile Suit Dueling Committee.
Huh, neat.
It is not very well written. It is very sensational, very, like, yellow journalism kind of deal. But this is the report that made Janelle Rowland a famous reporter. A very multi-famous reporter.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be reading that.
Alright, so you're checking that out?
Yeah, I'm going to check that out, but beforehand I'm going to turn to Taylor and be like, hey, are you alright? You're a little flush there. You seem a little nervous. You never broken any rules before?
Of course not.
I think we're going to get along fine, even though I don't really like people.
All right, so Kate doesn't really say anything while she checks out the book.
I point her to the computer, just like, hey, it broke, by the way.
It's fine. These things always happen. It's, you know, you'd think with us being a part of, like, one of the bigger companies in the whole space sphere, you'd think we could afford better computers, but Mr. Karras is always just about the mobile suit dueling, and Mr. Jeddak is about the books.
Yeah, real hunk of crap over there. Like, pay it no mind.
So, what are y'all doing? I assume you have left the library now. Are you reading, or are you reading on the go?
I'm reading on the go, which hopefully means that I'm going to stumble on something shortly.
I don't know. We'll see.
Might stumble into something shortly.
Yeah, that's probably more likely. Are you making your way to the hangar to meet up with Jane?
Yeah, I think that's the best place to go next.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've got business before that.
I know, I just want to set the path they're going on first, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
To the hangar for us.
Before we cut to a classroom building.
Yes, I'm going in. I know exactly where her office is because I go there all the time.
So, before you go in, you hear two voices speaking.
Oh?
One of which is Professor Rembrandt's, the other is Headmaster Sutton's.
Ooh.
The way we are going to run I was thinking of running the scene is basically these two talk and you interrupt when you feel appropriate.
Okay.
I also like to think that Chloe has got done with class and is behind you, kind of holding you back to make sure you're not in line of sight.
Oh. Oh, hey, Chloe. I didn't realize you were coming, too.
Oh, hi. Professor Rembrandt and Headmaster Sutton are talking. Me and Danielle got let loose because we're supposed to be with you as well.
Okay, is Danielle here, too?
No. She's probably off at the hangar bay already. You know, her technology. It's kind of nice, actually.
Okay. Well, I'm about to meet with the professor, so do you want to come with?
I mean, yeah, I'm standing out the door just kind of listening and seeing when you come back. Yeah.
Professor Rembrandt, why did you not accompany Miss Joyce at yesterday's ceremony?
This is kind of my first TriStar tournament at Asakasi, and I didn't really receive any messages about it.
Oh, I thought you knew.
Knew what?
That the headmaster of the host school acts as the master of ceremonies for the TriStar tournament. And to act as school liaison in their stead, the champion of the host school chooses a member of the school staff, provided they fulfill the necessary requirements, and Miss Joyce chose you.
Me? I haven't even been here that long. Why would she pick me? I mean, surely there's somebody more qualified.
Professor Rembrandt. That I seriously doubt. I genuinely believe that this could be a good for you. Quite frankly, if you've managed to make this much of an impact on a student in your short time here, then you truly do deserve this honor.
But I don't even know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you help plant the clues for the students to follow. You make sure the champion from the host school is out of class when the ceremony happens, and you...
Knock, 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 knock on the door. Hi, Professor Rembrandt!
Oh, Miss Joyce, hi. Sorry, apologies. Yes.
Oh, hi, Headmaster Sutton. I didn't know you were going to be here, too.
Oh, I mean, my meeting before this ran long, and then, Bardot was running late for some reason. I don't know why. She was also covered in a little bit of dust and had, like, a little bit of a bruise.
Oh.
Did she flatten a student again?
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Okay, good. Can't have her bullying over students on my campus now. Anyway.
What now?
What? I didn't say anything.
Okay.
And anyway, yeah, exactly. Right. Perfect. You a good student.
Excellent.
Anyway, I know that Professor Mercury had Professor Rembrandt, damn it, had something she wanted to tell you about, so I will leave you two to it. Oh, hey, is that a... looks under your arm. Oh, is that a package for Frank?
I was just told to bring this to the hangar bay, so I'm just going to hold on to this for now, and I'm going to drop it off later.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is Frank's package. Okay, cool. Yeah. Be careful with that thing. Don't drop it.
Bye, Headmaster Sutton.
Bye.
And,
make me proud.
Will do. She gives you a little salute, and, Jane sets the package down on the ground, and it makes a, unexpectedly loud thud.
Professor Rembrandt is horrified and then starts laughing.
Jane joins in.
Does he not know that those Minovsky generators are inert without fuel?
Is that what's in here? I just thought it was some junk or something. It's really heavy.
I thought that's what it was. I was responsible for picking it up. I mean, Headmaster Sutton doesn't know that's what it is. Nobody really knows what it is but me and Frank, but, you know, I'm the one helping him. Yeah, I just... Yeah, I was... Have you been to the library yet?
Oh, yeah, I dropped off the other two contestants from the other schools earlier, but, they gave me this package, and they told me yesterday I needed to come see you, and I really wanted to this week anyway, but I figured I was going to be too busy with the tournament, but I was so glad when they mentioned that I needed to come to your office anyway, so this worked out really great!
Yeah, apparently you picked me to be the liaison and to basically be your, like, teacher, companion, whatever thing. Yeah.
Of course, Professor, you're the best in the whole school. You taught me so much about piloting Gundams and mobile suits. You're the coolest. Is it true what they say? You saved the whole galaxy that one time?
It was just the front. It was just one of the sides, that's all.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
At this mention, her legs start trying to give out from under her.
Chloe, tell her, isn't that so cool?
Jane, I think she needs help.
Okay, Jane just kind of, like, reaches over and with a single hand picks her up by her collar and sets her down in her office chair.
Oh, thank you, Jane. And she, like, pulls she has two crutches next to her leaning against her desk, and she pulls one and puts it on the other side so she could get up.
Oh my god, Professor, are you okay?
Oh, she's had these crutches for as long as you've known her.
Oh! I was unaware.
She has her red hair tied back. She has these scar lines across her cheek from when she saved that entire side / front or whatever.
Oh, I was not aware that this was...
This is post show.
I forgot that she got, like, injured.
Yeah, Data Storm.
Ah. Okay, and
like she has good days and bad days, and some days she doesn't even need the crutches. Today is not one of those days, unfortunately.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Professor, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that this was a
No, it's okay. I've been having a good week so far. I don't know why it's just today. I guess maybe it's just the stress of TriStar tournament, maybe. It's kind of, you know, not yeah, she reaches, opens a drawer, grabs a bottle and shakes out two pills and takes them. Yeah, I forgot to take the meds too. It's fine. You didn't see, Yorne, when you were walking down here, did you? She was supposed to be grabbing something for me.
I didn't. I saw her yesterday at the ceremony last night. Oh my gosh. I've only ever seen her from the pictures you've shown me. It was so cool seeing her in person.
Yeah, you might actually get to meet her in person, as if, like, summoning her.
Just, oh my god, did she just walk in?
Yeah, knock, knock, click, click, click of heels on the ground. When was the last time you ate? Did you eat? Suleta Vergeta.
Jane's eyes go wild and she just gets, like, a... look on her face and rushes over and starts shaking her head. You must be Mrs. Professor Rembrandt's wife. Oh my gosh, I've heard so much about you.
Miorne just turns to Suleta, like, not glaring daggers, but like, is this the Amazon one you told me about kind of look? And she's just like, yeah, that's Jane. And Miss Rembrandt's just like, oh, okay. Hi. Hi, sorry, you are a lot of energy right now.
I sure am. It's so nice to meet you. Oh my gosh.
Yes, can I run this to the desk first?
Oh my god. Sure thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Jane gets out of the way and is starting to get the hint to just sort of like
it's not
give these two a bit of space.
And she just drops a little Tupperware, like one of those like takeout boxes from the dining hall onto the desk with utensils.
Aww. She got her dinner.
Noodle bowl with all the toppings on it that you could fit, just like you like. I know it's been a rough day.
Aww.
Thank you. I've gotta run. I've gotta be present for the actual ceremony of the challenges, you know, whole official Gundarm business. Is there anything I can do for you while you, during your planning period or anything like that? No, we're good, we're fine, right? turns to Jane and Chloe.
Jane just kind of looks over to Bjorn and just says, "Hey, this is Professor Rembrandt's wife."
You can call me Mjornay. It's fine. I promise.
Miss Mjornay?
Maybe not that one. Just Mjornay will do.
Okay. Jane doesn't know the baggage associated with that one.
No, she does not.
No, she does not. I'm going to win this tournament, and I'm going to be the next champion Gundam pilot. Let me know if you have any job openings.
Well, we have been looking for some test pilots, but, you may not be quite the fit we're looking for. You could be security, though, but I don't know if we'd be able to give you a mobile suit. Not unless you're being deployed out to a war zone, but that's a few steps ahead of where I'm at right now. I do need to get back. Headmaster Sutton has requested my presence. I told him what I needed to do first, but he, you know, obviously understands. You know, you'd think after your company helping to rebuild the school that he would understand, and he does, thankfully. But I need to get moving.
No problem. I'll show you what I can do later this week.
I'd hope you show me what you can do tonight.
Jane gives you a thumbs up. And just like a wave goodbye.
And, looks at Professor Rembrandt. You're gonna accompany me tonight? I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Good. I'll see you at 6. And, she walks off and, so just face plants onto the desk like, she's so good. you need to... Oh, wow, yeah, you still have that package in your hands. You need to deliver that, don't you?
Jane looks at the clock on the wall. She's like, yeah, it's 2:00. I promised I'd meet them at the hangar within an hour. Chloe, you want to come with?
Oh, I would love to, actually. I've heard the... I would love to see the, I don't get to spend enough time around mobile suits with my current class load, so I would love to.
Absolutely! After all, you're with one of the three, you're with not just the holder, but one of the three champions for the three schools. You get to do pretty much whatever you want this week.
That is most definitely not true, but I, you know what, I will let you believe that for right now. Well, we just need to get going. Professor, are you going to be okay? Oh, no, this is fine. This is normal. This is absolutely normal. Like, you know. I mean, yeah, I've been in your class when it's happened. But nothing. I will be fine. You need to get moving.
Jane just turns around and like, looks at Professor Rembrandt and kind of gets real serious for a moment and just goes, I won't let you down.
Good. Move forward.
Gain 2.
You know what to do.
And then she picks up that big-ass box and just kind of, like, throws it over her shoulder and jogs out of the room.
And Chloe's just like, wait, wait!
And she has to, like, run after.
All right. So.
It's 3:00. Everyone's met up in front of the hangar.
Yeah, I assume that everybody just happens to meet up at the same time.
Well, that was the plan.
Yeah. All right. You are all entering into the hangar. Oh, Jane, add another genre point, so you now have 2.
Yay!
For visiting Professor Rembrandt. Now, one moment. Let me
and
actually.
I'm assuming
pull up my
Danielle found us and.
Oh yeah, no, Danielle met up before. Not Suletta. Before Jane and Chloe did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
Hera's been here the whole time.
I assumed so.
I like to imagine the scene is that y'all are a little bit early hanging out in front of the hangar and you just see like Jane has still got that same package, but she's like speed walking towards you all. And Chloe is like jogging as fast as she can
yes!
to keep up.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, this is why I never took gym with you.
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me.
Oh, no, it's not just you. It's always been like this.
Jane's just thinking back to that one time that she tried to do, like, badminton or something with Chloe, thinking that, like, okay, this one is gotta be, like, low, like low physical exertion enough that she can handle it. But no.
All right. Are you all entering?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
I've got a package to deliver.
As you ride the elevator down into the lower level of the hangar bay, as you step off of it, you notice two things. Number one, you notice instead of the usual training mobile suits locked in their cages in front of you, you notice three different mono-eyed type mobile suits. And in front of them, you notice a scraggly-ass man. just, like, this man has not showered in a couple of days kind of deal. Just, like, talking to them, and as he hears the elevator hit, he goes, "Oh, no! Oh, this isn't what it looks like!" He is trying to hide the three giant-ass mobile suits behind him with his body. Okay, y'all gonna roll me either electronics or humanities for history purposes.
I don't have either of those.
You will be rolling a straight intelligence roll.
Oh no.
Oh yep. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is not your game.
I took a specialization in law, so I don't think that's gonna apply, right?
Oh, is your specialization in law?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? Actually, yes. I will let you have this for this purpose.
So I get advantage on it?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a... You said straight intelligence?
Correct.
I got a 4.
Okay, you know nothing about these suits.
Well, I wasn't there anyway at the... The library, so... I wouldn't anyway.
Aurora.
I got a 5 on top of my 7 in intelligence, so that is 11, I believe, unless I just don't know how to count.
12.
12, duh. Jeez, fucking Christ.
You know what these are. Taylor.
I got an 11.
You know what these are. These are Zaku's. Their paint has been stripped down from the traditional olive to a bare silver, kind of like the equivalent of driving a truck with just primer on it. They're probably F or J types. Aurora, you know because you just happen to know mobile suit electronics and different power sources, that's the electronics role. Taylor, you know this because of current long-standing regulations in warfare and on colonies. You know that these things are powered by nuclear reactors normally and are highly prohibited.
Now, the question is, which part is prohibited? The reactor or the suit itself?
Oh, the reactor.
Okay.
Are any of you, and obviously Jane, you don't know jack shit.
even if I wasn't at the library, I don't pay attention in class, so this tracks.
The library wouldn't have helped you.
That's a lot of words. Too bad I'm not reading them.
Are any of you going to bring this up to this man?
God, if only Bernie were here.
No, I am. I'm going to look at him and like look at the suit and then look back at him and just be like, are those inert?
Oh, you see, they're actually kind of stripped. They don't have the old power generators in them. You know, these babies, I'm switching them to Minovsky.
Okay.
Not as great, but not great as Permit, but, you know, it doesn't run on the integrated system. These things were built well before Permit mining was even a thing. It'll be fine, you know? Seize the package under Jane's arm. The generator! It's the last one I need! Can I have that?
As long as they don't have the reactors in them.
Are you Frank?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hi, where are my manners? Hi, my name's Frank.
Okay.
I'm the interim mechanic. I'll be here in the hangar bay if you have questions about mobile suit technologies or anything of the sort.
Okay, sure, you can have this. Looks at this scraggly fellow. I don't think you can lift this, so like...
He takes that off your hand and lifts it, no problem.
Oh, shit!
That's that sleeper build. So man's been working with these all his life.
Man appears to have noodle arms, and yet...
There is more to this man than meets the eye.
Meets the eye.
Jane just kind of stands there like,
Like, he's I will say he does use two hands, though.
Oh, okay.
But he's not struggling with it.
Okay, Jane is still like,
if he tried to one-arm it, yeah, he'd have problems.
Like, second strongest person in this school.
Oh, probably.
I see.
Yeah.
Not rival material, but...
Yeah, Frank is pretty much just fitness and intelligence and nothing else.
That's how you get to be a mechanic. This tracks.
That's how you get to be Frank. He's just like, okay, cool. I can finally retrofit these babies. I need to get some of the new weaponry. Like, he's kind of cooing about these mobile suits as if they were classic cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the equivalent of a Model T he's got in his garage.
But he's putting, like, a V8 engine in it.
He's basically retrofitting them to run with a catalytic converter.
Ah.
Took out the Hellcat engine, put in a Miata engine so it doesn't fucking kill everybody.
He's trying to make them run on unleaded gas.
Make them electric, almost.
Yeah, more so that. And also, he's just like, oh, yeah, you know, I put these in, and thankfully, these shouldn't just fucking blow up if you hit them wrong.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Zachary's had a tendency, if you cut right through them the wrong way, they just kind of explode, and unfortunately, with the nuclear reactors, they explode in such a way that it actually could damage the person attacking them. Banofsky, they explode, but they don't hurt you as much because of the whole fallout and everything.
And that'd be why they're illegal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're pretty illegal. Minovsky's still not great, but, you know, it's I like it better than Permit. It has a nicer hum to it. Yeah, that's certainly the truth. Danielle spoke up from behind y'all because Danielle just does not like Permit-run systems. She likes the Minovsky system better.
So what are these being fitted for? Are these, like, are these for testing purposes?
Oh, they're just a classic project of mine. That's why they don't have any, like, coding or anything on them, or they don't have weapons yet.
Interesting.
Yet?
Also,
question mark?
Yet?
I mean, you never know.
Also, how did you get the paint strip down so low? I've been trying with Harrow here, and I can't seem to get down to that last layer through the paint.
He picks up a hand tool, and he goes, yeah. I use one of these. And then he pulls his hair up to reveal that he is fully bald, and he goes, I would be careful about how long you use it for, though.
Oh.
It's a little radioactive. Only when it's on.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't help but sense some safety hazards here with this method, but I'll keep that in mind.
I mean, yeah. Listen, sometimes you gotta get a little dangerous to follow your dreams.
Taylor looks at Danielle, like, very much like, is this guy crazy? Is this okay? Do you know what the fuck is going on?
Oh, no.
She doesn't say that, but she gives her that look, like,
Oh, no, he's absolutely crazy. He's batshit. But in a good way. In a good way. The same way that Dr. Minovsky was when he first discovered the Minovsky particle. You know, everybody called that man batshit, and he was an innovator. Still pretty batshit, but, you know.
Nah, hopefully we all can end up in that level of crazy to achieve our dreams.
I sure hope I don't.
Yeah, I'm good.
As she stands ogling the suits.
As y'all are talking about this, there's just a ding throughout the school.
Oh yes, students, it appears that it is time for you to begin your preparations and make your way down to the field. You have about 1 hour left. That is all.
Is there a reasonable amount of time for us to, like, just casually stroll to where we need to be, or do we get to, like, book it?
Oh, Frank's just like, oh, oh, you need to be under the dueling grounds. Oh, that's fine. He just kind of walks over and shows y'all the way to the underground tram system.
Secret tunnel.
Pretty much. He's like, oh yeah, just take the tram. The underground tram.
Choo-choo.
I'll be rooting for you.
Y'all have an underground tram? Anyway, yeah, we gotta go.
We have several. How do you think we get the mobile suits on cages around?
Slowly.
He looks at the very obvious rail marks underneath every single MS cage in this room, and the rail marks under the tram, and is like, No. Headmaster Sutton doesn't do anything slowly.
Yeah, I don't think Katabarsi, you've seen the show, but they fucking like just like eject these mobile suits at like 100 miles an hour on train tracks into the dueling arenas.
Yeah, like they lock them in the cages sealed to make just big ass rectangles. That's what an MS cage basically is. And then yeah, the MS cages are moving probably about as fast as propelled manhole covers.
God.
Just boom! Fucking bullet train ass speeds with a box with a mecha in it. Just to, like, get them out of the basement and into the dueling field as quickly as possible.
New Gundamos, a surprise in every box.
Because elevators are for chumps.
So, y'all would just kind of ride in the tram. Anything you want to get off your chest before...
No, I'm at this point in competition mode. I'm like kind of psyching myself up off to the side.
Okay.
Jane is like kind of standing in the corner doing like exercise warm-up stretches and stuff.
Okay.
Like getting ready to like almost looks like she's getting ready for like a yoga class or something.
All right.
And Aurora has gone into full anxiety mode and is in the corner of the tram just eating snacks out of the convenient compartment on Hera's back.
Aw, that's adorable.
All right. You know, the tram arrives. You make it to the area under the dueling grounds where normally there would be a couple mobile suit cages locked in. Instead, there are simulator pods. Three of them. There has clearly been a crowd gathering around because you can hear them roaring with anticipation.
Oh god, not more people.
Thankfully, there's about, like, about at least 10 feet of solid steel between you and them. That's just how big this crowd is.
On the bright side, at least I'm not getting tossed around in real time in a real mech. Nice tech, though.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. We try to use simulators for entry-level classes, and we do it for, I didn't think to name this person. Hang on, going to the list of names.
You could just finish the sentence and be like, oh, hi, I'm blank.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, we, yeah, of course, we use them. My name is Takeshi.
Nice to meet you. I'm Aurora.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you. They're putting on, they're basically lowering you into the pods, putting on helmets on you for running the simulation directly through your brains. Kind of like a nerve gear situation, but without the ability to cook you.
Before we split up, I turn to the other two, may the best win, and then walk away.
All right.
Before we all split up, Jane turns to the two of you and says, Asakasia has a bit of a tradition. We have a slogan we all say before we go in battle. Victory is never determined by mobile suit performance alone, nor by the skill of the pilot alone. The result itself is the only truth. I'll see you two out there.
Lea Acta S.
And I'm gonna be like the last one in, and it's just like, oh, this is gonna hurt.
No, it's actually pretty painless. You won't feel any... You won't have to go to the infirmary if you get hurt in this.
No, just a good bit of day's rest in bed afterward.
Oh, yeah, not even. As they're plugging you in, the Takeshi, who is Aurora's pod attendee, looks at Harrow and goes, "Oh, I see you have a Harrow. We have a lot of pilots come in through here every now and then that have Harrows, and normally they prefer to have them in the cockpit with them. We could run that. We could run a booster seat protocol for you if you'd like."
And I just look at Harrow with a sinister grin. "Booster seat, you say?"
"Booster seat! Booster seat!"
It sounds like that's going to be an absolute yes. I have to have it with me at all times.
All right, so they go to plug in the Harrow into the pod, and, quick question about this.
Oh, goodness.
These pods are more state-of-the-art than the library computers. Is Harrow's cable for this compatible? Or is it too old and they have to get an adapter?
They have to. It's a Gen 1. They have to get an adapter. They don't make that shit no more.
I want to picture there are multiple adapters. Like, have you seen what it takes to plug?
The cords with all the different, like...
Well, no, like, have you seen what it takes to plug, like, a first-gen iPod into a modern computer?
And yes, it's, like, here.
FireWire to a different FireWire to USB-A to USB-C?
Right, that's exactly it.
I like to think that, like... Your buddy here takes, like, USB-B or something like that.
Yeah, like, it's a printer cable.
Yeah, that weird, like, square blocky one.
And Takeshi's like, "Oh, what the fuck? Holy shit, this thing's old. Wow, hey, this is old. No, I mean, it's cool, I love it. I love retro, but, like, oh, wow, this beats out. Wow, holy crap. Here we go, this should work." Plugs in the Harrow. "Now loading booster seat protocol. Yay!"
Oh. You're getting another layer of paint when we get home. That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yay!
I can't believe they call it booster seat. That's adorable.
Right!
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I came up with that on my own.
Oh, I love it.
Like, as soon as I heard it, there's no way I'm not picking the booster seat. Are you fucking kidding me?
As for Taylor... Danielle will be monitoring you over comms, and Jane, Chloe will be doing the same.
Hey, bestie!
Hey, bestie! And, Taylor, are you gonna say anything to Danielle to establish the comm link as you're loading in?
Just a generic, like, "You online?"
"Oh, you fucking know it, I am."
"Good."
"Nah. Listen, you're gonna be able to beat the pants off these people. I know I can't tune your mech, but I sure as shit can monitor it."
"I'm counting on you."
"And I'm counting on you. Make me proud." I'm sensing a very, like, mech pilot handler kind of dynamic now.
Yes, that was my exact intention. Was like,
okay, cool.
She was, that's why, like, we complement each other. She's like my mechanic.
Yeah.
And we work together.
Yeah. "At least you won't be able to twist this one's ankle."
"That was once."
"And I'm never gonna forget it." All right.
"Never gonna let me live it down either."
"Nope. No, I'm not gonna."
As you sit back in your pods, a menu slowly boots up, showing a white Gundam with yellow pectoral vents, blue chest, red waist, and a V-fin evoking the silhouette of a white devil. The text reads RX-78-2, Grandpa. Thank you for listening to the Dice in Progress podcast. For more information, you can find us at diceinprogress.com or on Blue Sky at dicepod.bisky.social. Or join our Discord server to talk to the cast and fans of the show with the invite link on our website. You can follow me at Mels, M-E-L-S, hyphen, Adair, A-D-A-I-R, .bisky.social.
You can follow me on Blue Sky at friggin.bisky.social.
And you can find me on Blue Sky at puzzler.bsky.zoner.work, on the Fediverse at puzzler@zoner.work, and I occasionally sometimes stream on Twitch, rarely, at twitch.tv/puzzler995.
I'm Marcy, and there's not really anywhere you can find me at, but lovely being here.
Dice in Progress is not affiliated with Gimmick Labs, but we would like to shout them out for developing the system we've played today. You can find them at gimmicklabs.blogspot.com. to support their work and purchase Battle Century G Remastered to play as well. Until next time, keep rolling!